tariff refunds, a victory for companies hit by Trump's trade policies. A federal judge has ruled that companies that paid tariffs struck down last month by Supreme Court are due refunds. The decision is a major victory for businesses that were hit hard by President Trump's trade policies. In a surprise move, Judge Richard Eaton of the U.S. Court of International Trade wrote that all importers of record were entitled to benefit from the Supreme Court ruling that struck down sweeping double-digit import taxes. The Supreme Court found those tariffs to be unconstitutional under the Emergency Powers Law, including the sweeping reciprocal tariffs he levied on nearly every other country. The majority ruled that the president could not unilaterally set and change tariffs because taxation power clearly belongs to Congress. This decision marks a significant shift in the balance of power between the executive and legislative branches. The ruling offers some clarity about the tariff refund process, something the Supreme Court did not even mention in its February 20 decision. Trade lawyer Ryan Majerus, a partner at King & Spalding and a former U.S. trade official, said he expects the government to appeal or seek a stay to buy more time for U.S. Customs to comply. This could lead to further delays and uncertainty in the industry. The federal government collected more than $130 billion in the now-defunct tariffs through mid-December and could ultimately be on the hook for refunds worth $175 billion, according to calculations by the Penn Wharton budget model. The potential refunds are a significant windfall for companies that were forced to pay these tariffs, but it also raises questions about how the refunds will be processed and distributed. The ruling may have significant implications for companies that invested heavily in tariffs and could lead to a wave of refunds across the industry. As the industry adjusts to this new reality, it remains to be seen how companies will choose to use their refund windfalls. Will they reinvest them in their businesses or use them to pay off debts? The decision also highlights the ongoing tensions between the executive and legislative branches over trade policy. The Trump administration's tariffs were widely criticized by lawmakers and industry groups, who argued that they would harm American businesses and consumers. This ruling may be seen as a victory for those critics. As the industry looks to the future, it will be watching closely to see how this decision is implemented. How will U.S. Customs process these refunds? What steps will companies take to ensure they receive their refunds in a timely manner? The potential impact on global trade also cannot be ignored. The tariffs imposed by President Trump were widely seen as protectionist and aimed at protecting American industries. This ruling may have significant implications for global trade patterns, particularly if other countries begin to challenge similar tariffs. In the end, this decision is a reminder that even in the world of international trade, the rule of law matters. The courts will continue to play an important role in shaping trade policy and ensuring that it is fair and just for all parties involved.